gonna suck. I don't even know what.
What?
I don't care.
What?
Baby girl.
What?
Hit my line. Tonight.
Hey.
We gonna get fried.
Okay. Whoa.
Oh my goodness.
Like, nah. Y'all already know the vibes. What's good, y'all? Welcome back to another Monday. It's your boy, Shiny Shine.
And it's your boy, Joey.
Back at it again. Joey, man, how was Joe, man? How was the birthday?
Joe is great. It was good spending time with him.
It was good vibes.
Great vibes, man.
Yeah. I told the people you wasn't here with me, man. I kind of cried, you know?
Nah, you wasn't with me. That's...
Yeah,
I
was supposed to go to Cincinnati, but things happened, so my hands was tied. But anyways,
things happen, huh? Okay.
It does.
It's like, nah, it's all good.
But nah, let's commence y'all into some hot topics. So the first hot topic for today, Ohio is finally open back up, ladies and gentlemen.
Sort of.
Like, everything's starting to open back up. I'm kind of happy about that. But Chicago and Cali, they're on lockdown till August.
Yeah.
That's tough.
I think it's... Yeah, it is tough. But it's, like, it's kind of crazy right now. Because, they're opening up a bunch of places where people are still dropping, like, flies with this pandemic, you know? And there might be that issue where, like, I can understand where, like, people might open up too soon.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, and you know, with our leadership and all, and the president and all that stuff, it's like, I don't even really think those people care.
Facts.
So it's like, I just hope if they do open up, and if places do start opening up, man, there's, you know, just proper ways to keep people safe, you know, and not just opening stuff up just randomly, you know. And if Cali and shit is... on lockdown till August. I mean, it's for a reason.
Yeah, it's tough. But speaking of unlocking NBA.
Okay.
We're coming back? We're coming back? We're going to finish the season?
Bro, it's... The league... It's so sad that there's no... Like, it should have been the finals, I think.
Yeah, in the finals been over. Well, no, it was actually about to start because it's late May. Yeah, the finals was about to start.
Yeah, it should have started, like, around... Like, right now.
Yeah, we just, finished up the Eastern and Western Conference Finals by now.
Yeah, but... I mean, I haven't heard anything about, like, how that's going to look.
They was talking about they was going to, like, start back up, like, around June 15th. But it's, like... How they're gonna start it, bro? Like, are they gonna start? Are they gonna give us like between 15 to 30 games left of the season, then start playoffs to give other teams opportunities, or are they just gonna start in the playoffs? Because you really think about it, bro. Like the East side, I looked at the rankings for the East side. It's cool, you know.
Yeah, but the West
side,
for sure.
You have at the 8th seed, you have Grizzlies. Underneath them
is New Orleans.
No,
who?
Blazers.
Blazers are the 9th seed?
Yes. And then you have Pelicans.
Then you have... So you got those three? I mean, okay.
I just
feel out of like... Those, but out of those three teams, the only legit one is Portland. You feel me? But then it's like the New Orleans is the new squad, so they can make the playoffs.
And then John Morant, like...
Yeah.
He really... He deserves this. Yeah. You know, he deserves to be in the playoffs. But it's just crazy if they start the playoffs like that. It's just
I don't know how they're gonna figure that out.
So they're gonna have to.
And then for it not to, what is it? For it has to mean something too, like you know, because if niggas are winning and then they don't, like you only won like 20 games in the year, and then all of a sudden these people are in the finals, like it's New Orleans versus like the Raptors, like bro, that's gonna be looked at it like it just doesn't count.
Really tough.
So I'm really curious to see how they bring that back.
How they really gonna handle that. But the last hot topic, man, it's not really a hot topic. It's just basically, man, enjoy y'all summer, man. Everybody, pretty much everyone done with school now. You know, people.
Not me. Starting back up. Like,
you got summer school. But I mean, it's all good, bro. Just, you know, be alert. Be safe, be smart, live life, man. Just
it's summer, man.
Just live your summer, man. I know we in a pandemic. I know it's crazy out there, but if you be safe and you be alert, man, you're gonna be straight. You're gonna have fun while you can, because Columbus, I don't know what we're going to do. I know the fair is canceled.
It is, yeah.
Yes, the Rib Jazz Fest is canceled.
Wow.
So it's like... It's like summer. 2020 summer for Columbus is just really looking slow.
Yeah, I mean that's where we gotta start getting creative with the hangouts.
We gotta figure out, just do something, you know.
Yeah. It's definitely gonna be an interesting summer.
Facts.
This new pandemic and stuff is gonna, yeah, it's gonna set the tone for how we go about it.
Facts. Big facts. But anyways, you already know what time it is. Main topic. And so the main topic for today, we're going to focus and discuss on the past, y'all. Dissect it into three sections, and we got learn, release, and move. So learn. Obviously, you got to learn about the past. Yeah. You know, well, if we're just going to talk about, you know, just our personal selves, we got to learn from our mistakes. We got to learn from, you know, our past. Okay, we failed here, you know. And just in general, just, I feel like everybody should know about their history, you know.
It's important.
Yeah, whether it's, you know, your country, whether it's, you know, your family history, yeah, whether it's, you know, your religion, you know, your race, like.
Or even you.
Right, or even you. Like, you just...
In your history.
Fact, you just gotta learn it. And, like, once when you learn and understand about your history, then you're gonna go into the next stage with... Where it's, like, no one, I feel like... I'm just speaking on our generation. No one has passed the stage yet.
No one has passed the stage yet?
The second stage, and that's release.
Well, I mean, before we get to release, we gotta understand. Okay, well, let me speak on my little piece, I guess.
Oh yeah, sure.
The past, jeez,
such a broad topic.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people focus on their past and, you know, a lot of things that happened, you know, previously in their lives, and bruh, like, it's, if you, I mean, I'm the type of person that I don't like to make excuses for myself. And, you know, learn, if you understand, like, things that happened in your past, it's so easy to, I guess, make yourself feel like a victim, you know?
Facts.
And to carry that on, whatever pain happened in your past, to carry that on, you know, towards, like, your future endeavors and stuff. Because, like, that shit is real. Like, if you don't deal with something in your past, it can definitely affect your future.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like...
If you don't handle it.
Yeah, so it goes... It just goes hand in hand with really learning and understanding, like...
The full concept.
Just, yeah, of why... Who you are, where you're from, who your family is.
How things happen,
you know, looking at, you know... Just...
Shoot.
Yeah.
Learning, not only learning about your mistakes, but other mistakes.
Yeah, learning from others. You. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the mistakes your parents made in the past. Like, you know, I feel like it's a big responsibility. Like, I feel like it's a big responsibility for us to not repeat the same mistakes our parents made.
Exactly.
So it's like understanding just the history of your own personal, you know, past and your future. I mean, it only helps your future.
It affects.
But, my fault. This dude was calling me. I'm not going to pick it up right now. But you're
gonna... Facts. But, yeah, I mean, and then, you know, to the next stage release, I just feel like everybody is just stuck there, you know? I feel like, you know, people hold grudges, you know? People just can't let things go. Now, I ain't telling you, you know, don't forget it, but you got to move forward and let go, because, you know, it's really holding you back more than you know.
Nah, for sure. And it's like with people too, like,
right.
I'm like, for me personally, like, I deal with maybe certain family, I'm not going to say like who, but like certain family members who are like just difficult, you know.
Facts.
And they don't want to deal with their past traumas and their past issues and all that stuff. And I've gone through the whole like hating phase, hating mm-hmm. them, not liking them, ignoring mm-hmm. them, being mad, jaded. Like, yeah, like it's real, but it's like, fam, you gotta understand that people like that, they have to want to help themselves in order for, you know, things to get better, you mm-hmm. know? And you can't constantly feel like, oh, I have to do this, I have to do that. Because, bro, like, you're only one person and you can, you know, you get exhausted. So it's like, exactly. just learning how to release whatever, just whatever beef you have with those people mm-hmm. and just understanding that, hey, I'm just trying to better myself. And if they're not benefiting me in any way, then I just got to do my own thing, you know?
Yeah, you got to release it, you know? Like example, you know, you were just talking about parents for like a minute ago. And like, you're gonna keep the things that you appreciate about your parents or how they raise you.
Yeah.
But some of the things that you don't like, you're gonna let it go and you're gonna approach it differently for your kids, you know, in the yeah. future. And like, you're gonna approach it a different route. And one main thing that people don't let go is their past relationships. Because I feel like people don't let go of the pain. People don't let go of the hurt.
Yeah, they
carry that pain. They carry that emotion to the next relationship. And it messes up the relationship.
Bro, you ever take psychology?
Oh, my gosh. I'm surprised I passed that class. But, yeah, I definitely, yeah.
But you remember, like, when we were learning about vicious cycles and all yeah. that stuff? That plays a big... That's like, it's like almost a commonality with your past, like,
oh, yeah.
because vicious cycles happen all the time, you know, just different scenarios, you know, like you could, for like you just said, bro, like you literally just said, people carry the pain that they have in those relationships to other new relationships, and that literally continues on as a cycle because people don't want to let go of that hurt from their past, you feel mm-hmm. me? And it just turns into a cycle and turns into a cycle because that's all that it really is. It just turns into a very bad and unbearable cycle. So look into yourself to be like, bro, where is it that I'm like, I just need to let go of something because right. I can't repeat these things anymore, you know? Like, you got to get tired at some point.
Right,
like,
it... Man.
Of all the, like, just people lying to you, like, right. you not... getting what you deserve, feeling like you don't get what you want or what you deserve. Like,
exactly.
Fam, like, I don't know. Just, I might be veering a little bit off topic.
Nah,
but
man.
Like,
you have to let go.
You just gotta let go, move forward, man.
Because, literally, you hold in. Because I talked about this on season 1, episode 2. And it was called losing weight. And not physical, but it was mental. Mm-hmm. If you keep... all that pain and all that drama inside you, it's like a pop. You can only shake it for so long until it explodes.
Facts.
And you're not only destroying your mental, but you're destroying your physical as well.
Yeah.
'Cause it can make you sick. Stress is a killer.
Yeah.
It kills your body.
That's so real. Like, stress is not good for you. It's not good for your being, man.
It's not.
It's not.
So we ain't got time to stress. You have to release in order to move, and that's the last section, move.
Yeah, and then understand. Move. And also understand, allow yourself to be happy. You
yes.
know? Like, just want better for yourself. Just understand that I just want better. And it's not bad to want better for yourself, you
exactly.
know? I feel like some people be feeling like it's... I'm doing too much. I know, like, I kind of had that feeling a little bit, but mm-hmm. Now I'm understanding that, no, like, if I want to be happy, like, I'm going to be happy, and ain't nobody exactly. going to say nothing about that, you feel me? And if I want, and the people that are going to, if I'm going to be happy, I'm going to include the people as well that I want mm-hmm. to be in my happy, like, we're adults now, so right. we gotta write this out for ourselves, you know? We have goals and dreams and shit that we wanna aspire and reach to, but you can't get to where you wanna get to, one, without working hard, and two, without, you know, going through some things and dealing with that adversity, because good things come with hard work, mm-hmm. you feel me? And that's just the bottom line. Nothing comes easy, you feel me? So it's like, as you're growing up now, as you're growing and turning into this adult that, you know, have a vision of who the person that you want to be. Like, you know, like, who's that person that you say 10 years from now is going to be balling, you know, freaking driving whatever, like, just whatever goals and shit that you want to mm-hmm. aspire. Like, what does that person actually look like? What does that person act? How is that person actually going to act like? You know, you have to start envisioning these things for yourself so you become them. It just doesn't happen like that, you know?
And I just took, like, one key word. Like, I loved everything you said, but, like, one key word that, like, spoke to me the most is you. You have to start this move.
Yeah, you gotta do
you
it.
You have to, because...
You see it.
You learn, you release, and you move. At the end of the day, it's all up to you. So I'll give you an example. You know, let's just say... My parents had a I'll be personal. My parents, not my parents, but my family history on my father's side deals with diabetes.
Diabetes?
Heavily. They deal with diabetes and high blood pressure.
Has anybody like died from it?
I wanna say they haven't died. It's just they was eating unhealthy.
Okay.
So look, I learned from that. I know about my history, about my family, my past. Mm. I guess I would say I released it. I mean, I wasn't feeling some type of way, but it was sad to hear that, you know?
Yeah.
But in order to move, I have to make that decision to eat better so that I can break that cycle.
Exactly.
I can break that chain.
Exactly, exactly.
If I eat healthy, I'm not getting diabetes.
No.
I'm not getting high blood pressure.
No.
You know, if I work out, eat the things that I need to eat, I'm straight.
You're good. And if you work, yeah, like, you're good.
So that's just a main example for me, you know, personally.
Now, and that's you wanting better for yourself at the end of the day.
And like, we can go even bigger, bro.
Go ahead.
Slavery. I'm shooting shots today. People, everybody from the United States, bro. Y'all know about the history. Yeah. Y'all know about it. If you want to deny it, then
you're living in an alternate reality.
Yeah, you're a loser. Everybody know about the history.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't let go. And I'm just speaking on African American. We are not letting go from that pain.
Exactly.
We're not releasing from it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that we're going to have to work on. Never forget. Shoo, we ain't going to forget, but we're going to have to learn how to let go of that pain.
Yeah. And I think it starts, it starts with just looking at other, like, white people. Just look at them as other people, you mm-hmm. know? Stop looking... white people, like, people who are out to get you,
right.
or something like that, like, or they're, the world is, set to just, you know, just be racist and put you down, and you're only meant to, you know, go to, like, as a black man, you're only meant to go to, just, like, whatever the world tells you.
And that's sad to see, because the world tells us different, bro. Society, social media tells us different, mm-hmm. tell us that we're this and this and this, but, like, at the end, move. We can move, but they need to move too.
Mm. What you mean? You gotta.
Okay, so like you said, you know, it takes us to release as African Americans. It takes us to release that pain, but never forget, right?
Yeah.
So we can move. You know, we can move to be better. You know, we can move for peace and change. But if you look at the history, we've been doing that. Look at the civil rights.
Yeah, that's true.
So it can't take one without the other.
Yeah.
Everybody else, white people, white supremacists, like, we have to move together.
Yeah.
If not, you see it. History repeats itself.
That's a fact.
If it's not slavery, it's segregation. If it's not segregation, it's police brutality.
Mm-hmm.
And the justice system, and the prison, and the jail... It's history repeating itself. It just looks a little bit different.
Yeah, it's just different times and more technology.
Right.
Yeah, I think slavery definitely is a mindset, I feel like, nowadays. I want to be careful with my words because I don't want to say anything, like, crazy.
Oh, no.
But, like, yeah, I just think this whole idea of the whole victim, I just think it's all victimhood, you know. Mm-hmm. We don't live in a racist world. We don't, like, that's our reality isn't. Maybe the system is set up to, you know, put you know, African Americans and stuff, you know, on the bottom of the food chain. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that. Yeah, that I can see. But, bro, like...
I mean, but you then, but I mean, you got to look at it. It's like, you know, some people don't even want to learn about the history.
Yeah, ignorance.
Ignorance. And that's what we didn't even talk about that episode yet. We're going to. Ignorance.
People just being ignorant to the fact that they don't want to get better or understand that there is a world out there that doesn't treat you racist or, you know, I don't know. It's just...
And then you got people who teaching other people about this history and they think it's okay.
What you mean?
Like
who is this other people?
But I'm just talking about just slavery in general. So I'm just talking about, so if you just look in the past where, you know, you have your slave master and then you had their kids, they thought this was okay.
Yeah.
So if normal. You keep on passing that down, it's a cycle in their head, like, hey, this is normal, like this is okay, you know, this happens. And so I accept that it's cool, that it's okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's just, we got a lot of work to do.
It's a lot, bro. We can't, it's so much. I don't have all the answers.
I don't have it either.
We definitely don't have all the answers, but I know it starts with us. Yourself. You.
Yeah.
One. And understanding that racist energy, bruh, like, drop it. You feel me? If you just live the world to, I don't even know how to say it, but it's like, you're good, you know?
Yeah.
You're good.
Sure. But yeah, I mean, the overall is the past, man. Learn from it. Release your anger. Release your emotions. You know, never forget, but release that so you, in order to move. And once when you move, you're going to make that decision at the end of the day. Do you want history to repeat itself, or do you want to change history and break the cycle? But nah, let's move on. Let's just make that move into the call-in section. Sure. But for the call-in section, we're probably just going to do two lucky callers. And we're just going to ask people, what's their plans for the summer? Because, I mean, there's really nothing you really can do.
Give me some plans.
Right. Give us some ideas. Let me hear your plans, and we might steal little pieces, you know, here and there.
Oh, we might pop plan. Up with you, you know.
Like, hey. Like, what, you going to Miami? Oh, we going to Miami with you. But anyways, that's it. Let's come into the call-in section. First caller, where you at?
Great, and we have our first caller of the day. State your name and where you're from.
Hello, I'm Reagan. I'm from Columbus, Ohio.
Reagan, shout out to Reagan.
Shout out to Reagan.
Hey.
So, Reagan, what are your plans for the summer?
My plans for this summer, I'm going to work out, and I'm going to start eating healthy again. Period. I fell off, so I'm going to start meal prepping and stuff, and yeah.
Facts. Definitely got to stay in shape because, you know, we couldn't eat, you know, the things that we wanted to eat during this quarantine. But, yeah, period, poo. But, nah, Reagan, I just want to say it's been a minute, you know. High school, it's like, it's been forever, but I just want to say I'm proud of you. You know, keep on doing your thing. Keep on staying in your bag. And also, where can they follow you at on social media?
Y'all can follow me at Reagan Jennings on Instagram and Twitter.
That.
It's spelled Reagan Jennings.
Bet, yeah, definitely, you know, give her a follow. I'm about to give her a follow, and then we're going to go from there.
You don't follow her on Instagram?
Bro, it's been a minute, bro. Like, I really, like, I don't even think we ever followed each other. I think it was only on Snapchat, for real. You don't even want to think about it. Okay. But, nah, thank you for calling in. I appreciate you. Definitely come again.
All right. Thank you.
We have our next caller. Caller, please state your name and where you from.
Justin Thompson, a.k.a. by JT Obsidian. I'm from Columbus, Ohio.
Big bro, I haven't heard from you in a minute. How you living, man?
Living good, man. Living good. God bless you. Feel me? Blessings all around you, man.
Yes, sir. So for today, for the main topic of the show, we were just talking about the past. But now we got to talk about the present. So my question for you is, what is your plan for the summer?
plans for the summer. Well, me and my team, we got something going good for us, music-wise, show-wise. Like, I just can't wait to actually start doing things again. And that's perspective. Family cookouts and all that. I mean, I know the COVID is still going on, but I'm just ready to be outside and enjoy, you know, this green earth that God created and just enjoy doing whatever for real. But yeah, I'm ready for the summer. Ready. Get big, bulky season, you feel me?
Amen.
And make some music for real.
Yes, sir. And JT, man, you already know, man. You are the lucky caller of the day. And definitely, so for being the lucky car, man, definitely, you know, promote your brand, man. Shout out your social media and then talk more about your music, man. Tell them what you do.
So I go by JT Obsidian. You can find me, JT Obsidian on IG. Twitter is just Justin Justin. Snapchat, J.Thompson21. But, music, I'm a producer. I went to school down in Hocking, a little bit of OU, but it's mainly Hocking. Got an associate's in music management production. I plan on getting my bachelor's down in Florida at Full Sail. But yeah, I just want to keep pushing my name. Right now in Ohio and Columbus, I want to help manage artists. I mean, I love competition when it comes to production and making music, but I know I'm like one of the talented people who can push their music out or help them get a show or even do tours. Like, I know I can do that.
Yes, sir.
So once I get my bachelor's, I'm going to head to a record label, make music for them, manage whatever, do that, and then the rest will be history. You guys will witness on what I got planned later on in my life.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, just want to say thank you for being on the show, man. And I'm just so proud of you, JT, man. You always been in your bag, and you was just always someone I looked up to, especially, you know, in high school and now. So I just appreciate you, man.
Man, I appreciate you, bro. I have to talk to you forever. You know, life takes us all on different routes or just on certain routes, and you just get lost sometimes and you forget to hit other people up. But as long as that love is still there, everything is smooth, for real.
Facts, man. So I just want to say take care, man. Have a good one.
Yes, sir. You too, brother.
Caller, please state your name and where you from.
Hello, my name is Asia Robinson. I'm from Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, Asia. Sister, how you living?
I'm good. How are you?
Man, washing my hands, you know, being 6 feet.
I know, that's right.
But the main topic for today was we were talking about the past, so we're going to switch it up to the present. So what are your plans for this summer?
So this summer, I have a factory job. They're paying like $16-$18 an hour.
Oh.
So that's some good money right there. About to help pay for my tuition.
Period.
Save up. And yeah, hopefully, you know, some stuff open up. I want to go skating. So that's pretty much my big plans for the summer.
Okay. Hey, thank you again for being on the show. I really appreciate you. And Asia, I just want to say, you and Deja, I'm just so proud of y'all. Y'all really was in y'all bag, and especially y'all finished like half of this semester strong. Y'all still had that 4.0. And like, I look up to y'all heavily and try to, you know, set my standards to another level about, you know, trying to get a 4.0. So I just appreciate y'all.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you too, Shawnee Shine.
Much love. Bye. I love you, man. Take care.
I love you too. Bye.
And then we have our next caller. Caller, please state your name and where you from.
My name is Darnell Kennison Jr. You can call me DJ, my boy. From Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, my boy DJ, man. How you living, bro?
I'm all good. I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed. How about yourself?
Man, I'm good. So for the main topic, we talked about the past, but we're going to switch up to the present. So the question is, what are your plans for this summer?
Well, my original plans for the summer is what you would call limited due to Miss Rona. You know what I'm saying? I mean, for the most part, just spending time with family, making sure everything's straight, everybody's straight, you know, and just taking the time to enjoy each other's company for real. You know, so just staying close with family. I'll just say that.
Facts, man. DJ, as always, man, I thank you. And actually, for today, bro, you're going to be the lucky caller of the day, my brother. So for the lucky callers of the day, man, promote your brand, man. Talk about your logos, my guy. Let them know what's up.
Okay. Well, I'm a graphic designer and visual artist and illustrator as well, guys. So y'all can follow me on Twitter, DJ The King, THA King. I put up stuff every once in a while, but again, due to coronavirus, I'm still limited on resources. But you know, go ahead, go to my channel, my page, and everything. Hit me up if you need some artwork done, visual arts, graphic arts, cover arts, whatever it is. I can get it done for you. But yeah, follow me on Twitter, DJ D King.
Yes, sir. Thank you, my boy. Appreciate you again, man. Can't wait for the summer, and then you already know. Can't wait for the fall and the spring. Can't wait to go back to school, bro.
Sir. Yes, sir.
All right, man. I'll see you later.
All right, be smooth.
We have our last caller of the day. Caller, please state your name and where you from.
Hey, I'm Ocean Washington. I'm from Columbus, Ohio. What's up?
Hey, Ocean, welcome back. How you living?
You know, I'm just here. You feel me? Living. Everything's.
That. So, for the main topic today, we talked about the past, but let's switch it up to the present. And the question for today is, what are your plans for the summer?
Man, just trying to find a job, work, and everything. Start building my stats, you feel me? Get ready for next year.
Facts, because you already know, man, Columbus, this summer looking slow. We ain't got the State Fair. We ain't got the Rib Jazz Fest. Like, sheesh. But nah, I just want to say thank you for consistently calling in. You know, you've been calling in for like a couple episodes this season. I just want to say I appreciate you. And for that, you are the last lucky caller of today. And for the award today, just pretty much promote your brand, promote whatever you're doing, you know, so to let the people know.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Black Beauty is Life is my brand. We have an Instagram, a Twitter, a Facebook page, and we are now working on a website. You know, we inspire African-American businesses and entrepreneurs. You know, got to get us out there. You feel me?
Thanks. That's dope. That's what's up. So where can they follow that page and also follow you on social media?
Well, for Black Beauty is Life, it's at Black_Beauty. It's for Twitter, it's at Black_B_is_life for Twitter. And then for Instagram, it's Black_Beauty_is_life. And then for me, I'm just Ocean 4_8.
Okay, smooth. All right, thank you as always, Ocean. I appreciate you for being on the show. Definitely call again.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, bye.
Yup.
That's it. Oh, we had some good callers today. You know, pretty smooth. You mean y'all had some decent, you know, summer plans. You know, I might have to, you know, take a bit of some of y'all summer plans and add it to my plan, so I, you know, my summer be lit as well. But nah, again, man, for the people out there, the past, man, learn from it, release it, move forward. Like my man Andre 3000 said, spaceship don't equip with rearview mirrors. And so what he meant by that is, man, it's just like a rocket, man. It's a spaceship. You always moving forward, man. Never really looking back. So, you know, definitely, you know, have that mentality. Like, definitely, you know, learn from the past, but don't let that hold you back, man. Be a spaceship. Keep on moving forward. But that's it, man. I love each and every one of y'all. And have a great week, young kings and queens. Go be great. And we'll see y'all next Monday. Peace. Man, there's a night to remember. Hey. All right, we out.